The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition of the podcast, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Stuart Beasley, John Babb and Stephen Powell in the studio. Big day coming up with day one of the Dante meeting at York. There's also racing from Uttoxeter and Worcester in the afternoon, Chepstow and Perth in the evening, and there's Irish racing on Wednesday evening as well from Nace. So six meetings to look forward to, including the first day of the Dante meeting on the Knavesmire. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is commentator Darren Owen. How are you, Wizard?
Yeah, I'm well. Yeah, looking forward to a cracking week at York this week with the Dante, the Misadora and other good races such as the Duke of York and the Yorkshire Cup. And then, of course, we end the week with the first Group 1 mile race of the season, the Lockinge.
Mm. Yeah, plenty to look forward to. A few classic clues and, like I said, the first mile race over first Group 1 race over a mile.
That as well, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Really good stuff to look forward to at York this week. We're going to look at the first day in just a while, but plenty of news to talk about as well, Wizard.
Yeah.
We'll start with the Derby and Australia, because Aidan O'Brien has been talking about Australia. He says that he's the best of his bunch. He calls him a step up from any other colt he has trained for Britain's Premier Flat Race, which is quite a statement. And he also says that he's had a cough a couple of weeks before his run in the Guineas, which he's over now. And it sounds like they're making the right noises about him, but I know Ballydoyle often make the right noises about their superstars. But what do you make of Australia in terms of the Derby?
Well, the old saying in racing is the best trial for a classic is a classic.
Yeah.
And this horse ran a solid enough race in what can only be described as a messy, unsatisfactory 2,000 guineas this year. Listen, the winner of the 2,000 guineas may go on and mop up in the Group 1 mile races as the season goes on, and, you know, it will transpire that he's a real champion, the winner of the 2,000 guineas, Knight of Thunder. But it was still a messy race on the day with two groups. It was run like the Royal Hunt Cup or the Wokingham, which is outrageous for a classic race. And Australia basically was the best horse on the stand side. The first two horses were on the far side. That can't have helped him. And he's done his own work towards the finish. Going by what we were reading in the paper today, he didn't have a straightforward preparation. He's short enough for the Derby.
Shortened all the time. He's now 5-4 for the Derby.
But he's a worthy Derby favourite. It's interesting that Aidan's comparing him to previous Derby heroes from his yard. And he highlighted Camelot yesterday at his media day, saying that he felt that he destroyed Camelot. See, he should never have run him in the Irish Derby because the horse absolutely detested heavy conditions. And of course, he later on went to Doncaster in that famous Triple Crown bid, which didn't come off. Big statements regarding Australia. Worthy Derby favourite. We're going to see the second favourite hopefully at some point this week. That is True Story. We'll talk about him shortly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But don't have a problem with Australia. And all systems go. He's still got several weeks to go before he gets to Epsom.
Okay, let's talk about True Story then.
Yeah.
We'll move nicely onto that. And he runs in the Dante Stakes. Well, he's supposed to run the Dante Stakes. He's been declared, and he's the 8-11 market leader ahead of Bunker, who's 7-2. A-Rod is 7-1, 9-1 for the Grey Gatsby. Odeon 14s and 25 for Saab Almanal. True Story, Godolphin were saying at the beginning of the week that they wouldn't run him if the ground was soft. We've avoided the rain today. It might dry out a little bit. Do you think we'll see him in the Dante? And if we do, do you think he'll win?
I think he'll win, because when he won at Newmarket the other week, I just thought, at last, Godolphin have got a true Derby contender.
It was impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know they had Dawn approach a few years ago, but I suppose artificial, because they actually bought him late on. But this horse was certainly impressive in winning at Newmarket. at the Craven meeting. If he doesn't go to York this week, we'll see him at Newmarket this Saturday. There's a mile and a quarter listed race for three-year-olds. I do think that Godolphin have got a real top-notch Derby prospect on their hands, son of Munduru, out of a Darshan mare. And hopefully this week, I'm hoping to see him in the Dante. And hopefully this week will tell us more regarding the Dante's, his Dante bid. I think he'll turn up. I know the ground is soft. There's not an awful lot more rain forecast.
No, it's supposed to brighten up a bit.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit today, and then that's it. The Dante's not until Thursday. But yeah, and of the opposition, just noticing today there's six horses have been declared. I was a big fan of Bunker last year. Big fan of this horse. Richard Hannon's got a terrible record in the Epsom Derby. He's responsible for Bunker. I remember seeing Bunker win this time last year at Haydock. And then he ran in the Chesham Stakes. His form, just look at his form, it is rock solid. That Chesham Stakes, when he split Berkshire and Itimal, and just for good measure, somewhat was back in fourth place. That is top-notch two-year-old form. I know Berkshire flopped first time out. Hopefully we'll see a better run from Berkshire when he reappears. And then after that, Bunker went to Deauville. And I thought, oh, we're in for a star-studded performance. And I remember thinking, well, that's a bit disappointing. He just scraped home. But he beat Cracker Conti,
yeah,
who went on to win the Grand Criterium. And then the other day, the French 2000 Guineas.
Yeah.
That is top-notch classic form. He's by Hurricane Run. So, you know, certainly on the sire side, he's bred to get the Derby. He is a worthy contender against True Story.
Yeah.
He's going to be no bat number. And I'm sure Frankie's relishing the prospect of riding him.
Well, he is. If you read the Racing Post on Tuesday, Frankie Dettori's buzzing for his Hannon mounts at the start of a huge week. He's on Bunker in the Dante. And then back end of the week, he's riding in the Locking Stakes on board Olympic Glory, another Hannon horse.
So he must be buzzing going into this week. I mean, that firm have got some horses, haven't they? I noticed here at William Hill, we ran about 20-1 Bunker, I think, for the Epsom Derby. Hannon's got, you look at Richard Hannon's record in the Derby, it is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of course we associate Richard Hannon with sprinters stroke milers, don't we?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, but Bunker, a worthy opponent to True Story. True Story, who I was really taken with at Newmarket, but I was taken with Bunker last year. It'd be interesting how Bunker performs this week.
Okay. We'll move on to the Dante later on in the week, and we'll see how Bunker gets on. Just one more story to touch on before we move on to Wednesday's racing, and that's Ruler of the World. Won the Derby, of course, last year. He's going back to Epsom. This time he's running in the Coronation Cup. You see him having a chance there, Wiz?
Yeah, obviously it's very hard to say at this stage or talk about the Coronation Cup because we don't know what the opposition is going to be made up of. You never get a big feel for the Coronation Cup. It's one of the it's out on its own, the Coronation Cup, because it's a Group 1 race over a mile and a half, but it is for basically the older horses. It's for four-year-olds and upwards. You don't get many Derby winners, of course, staying in training, let alone running in the Coronation Cup. His season just went pear-shaped, didn't it, basically, after Epsom. He was so disappointing at the Curragh in the Irish Derby, but the ground was like a road.
Yeah.
It was like a road that day. And then he had some time off, went to Longchamp for a classic trial, for an ARC trial, and then in the ARC itself, he ran seventh. I thought he ran a really decent race, actually, over what I didn't think was his trip in the Champion Stakes. That was behind Farr. He wasn't beaten all that far behind Farr.
Yeah.
And he didn't really perform very well first time out this year at Maidan. But I'm looking forward to seeing him as a four-year-old. But obviously we don't know the makeup of that field at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, that just about does it for the news. And let's move on to Wednesday's racing, day one of this year's Dante meeting. And we'll get Wizard's thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, then looking ahead to day one of the Dante meeting, and Wizards picked out three races for us here. We have betting on site for them as well, and we'll start in the first race of this year's Dante meeting, the 145, which is a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a quarter. And the betting looks like this. Rye House is the 4-1 market leader. Clever Cookie is 13-2. It's 8-1 for La Hague. Trey Coronas is 10-1 with Grand Oreo. Hi There has been a bit of money for that. 14-1 into 12. 12-1. It's 14s for Storm King, Awake My Soul, Maven and Global Village, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. A tricky old start to the Dante meeting wizard. Anything stand out to you here?
Well, Rye House is very interesting. We haven't seen him for exactly 12 months. It was the 17th of May he ran last year when he won the Dante fixture. And he's a very, very interesting contender, Rye House, for Sir Michael Stout. Was it? Wasn't this race he won, was it?
Mohican won this race last year.
First Mohican won this race. But he went over a mile and a quarter last year. He's obviously had his problems. He's lightly raced. We could see more improvement this year as a five-year-old from Rye House. So, yeah, I think Rye House, a worthy favourite in what looks fiendishly difficult.
It is. It's a very tricky race. Ryan Moore in fine form as well. We've got Tres Coronas in there, who comes in good form. He won last time out, and he's a previous course and distance winner. He seems to like it at York.
Yeah, he won at Chester last week and given a fine ride from the Gibbo, Graham Givens, at Chester last week.
I thought you meant Dale Gibson then for a moment. Come out of retirement.
The modern day Gibbo. The modern day Gibbo. He goes in soft ground. It's going to be soft. It'll be just interesting to see how soft it's going to be. But I think Rye House is a worthy favourite. You just think with Sir Michael Stout, you know, you're going to be talking about an improving older horse. There's not a lot of mileage on the clock.
Okay, Rye House then. A worthy favourite in the 145. Moving on to the 245 next. And this is a fillies group three. It's the Musi Dora Stakes, a trial for the Oaks, and we have betting for that as well. The 245. I've lost the betting.
No
editing needed in this. No. Cambridge heads the betting at 9-4. Queen of Ice 4-1 with Sharma. Regarde is 8-1, 9-1 for Lady Heidi. Madame Chiang is 11-1, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest.
My heart says Lady Heidi, because I live about 300 yards from Phil Kirby's stable. She goes in heavy ground, as she proved last year at Pontefract. It's still an unknown, this, isn't it? It's a guessing game. I mean, Queen of Ice comes into this on the back of a win in a conditions race at Kempton. She's got the perfect 2 from 2. She goes in soft ground, as she displayed last season. That was with a win at the back end Newmarket meeting when beating a horse called Mac Rumour, who flopped first time out this season, so didn't do the form any good whatsoever. There have been strong vibes for Cambridge this spring for Charlie Hills' stable. Beautifully bred by an ARC winner, Rail Link, out of a Selkirk mare. Selkirk's progeny going in soft ground. One first time out at Nottingham. That was over a mile. Bred for this sort of trip, can only improve. Charlie Hills' team, I think, are going okay as well. So there's a lot of a lot spoken about Cambridge. And Sir Michael Stout is represented by Sharma, who won very nicely at Lingfield first time out this season. Had one run last year at Kempton, makes its debut on turf. It's very, very difficult at this stage. Possibly going to side with Cambridge, the buzz horse at the moment, with this pedigree that suggests that this step up to mile and a quarter, and then of course a mile and a half beyond to tomorrow, will really suit.
Okay, we do have a special market on site as well to win the Musi Dora and the Oaks. Cambridge is 16-1 in that betting.
Okay,
so there you go. Anybody wants to back her for the Oaks, you won't get 16-1 if she wins the Musi Dora.
Decent throws.
Yes, and moving on to the other big race at York on Wednesday, the 3:15 is the Duke of York Stakes. It's a Group 2 over 6 furlongs, and Jack Dexter and Movie Star are the 5-1 joint favourites. Astaire is 6-1, 8-1 for Eton Rifles, 9-1 for Marek, 11-1 for Heerart, Ladies Are Forever 12s with Tropics, and 14-1 or bigger prices the rest.
Are you Movie Star or Movie Esther?
I'm a movie star.
I know Barty called it Movie Esther last year. Jack Dexter, solid claims. He's got a fantastic CV. He ran a decent third behind Dinkum Diamond at the William Hill Lincoln meeting at the start of the season. He ended last campaign with a win at Doncaster's November handicap fixture. He's a real soft ground lover, top-notch sprinter, can hold his own against the best, was second to Slade Power in the champion sprint at Ascot last back end. And for me, he's a worthy contender. I mean, Marek's a sprinter I really do like, but yeah. You know, he's penalised race tomorrow. So I fancy Jack Dexter.
Okay, Jack Dexter then. Let's just have a quick summary then, Wizard, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your thoughts for day one of this year's Dante meeting.
Difficult, difficult and difficult. Rye House 145. Yeah. In the Musidora, I'll go with Cambridge. And in the Duke of York Stakes, Jack Dexter.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Wizard. Enjoy it on Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So there you go, the thoughts of Darren Owen on Wednesday's racing. The first day of this year's Dante meeting. A great day coming up at York on Wednesday. And in fact, the next few days at York are all pretty special as well. So tune in to hear all of that. It'll be on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Stuart Beasley, John Babb and Stephen Powell in the studio. We have this meeting from York. There's also Uttoxeter and Worcester in the afternoon, Chepstow, Perth and Nace in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.